It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I've been doing a lot of thinking about dancing lately. And when I was a little boy, I watched my parents dancing, and I wanted so much to learn how to do that. My mother helped me by holding me up and pretending that we were dancing around. But my dad got me a big piece of paper and put footmarks on it and put it down on the floor and showed me how to follow those marks with my own feet. That's why I brought this today. I'll just put it down on the floor here, let you see what it's like. There. Now you see, this says L and R. That means left and right. And you put your left foot there and your right foot there, because it says that's where you start. And then you go one, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six, and that's how I learned how to waltz. Of course, there were times when I felt I couldn't do it very well, and I'd just use that big piece of paper to stomp on. But I kept trying, and after some practice, I did learn to waltz. Now, there are many different kinds of dancing, and today I've made arrangements for us to meet some people who dance at the Dance Theater of Harlem. Mr. Arthur Mitchell is the man who started this studio, and he told me I could come over today and watch some of the classes. Now, last time we visited Sam Weber's dance studio, and that was for tap dancing. This time we'll see some other kinds of dancing. As you know, I like to show you many different things. So let's go to the Dance Theater of Harlem.
Okay, dancers, good. That was much, much, much better. Hi, Fred.
Arthur.
Okay, now, Eddie, just take more time on that preparation and work with them on that, okay?
Hi,
Fred.
Glad
how
to
are
see you?
You.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
Mr. Arthur Mitchell. I was watching just a little while, and people were carrying others up on there.
Yeah, well, that's what we try to do, is make it look easy, but there's an awful lot of technique involved, and we rehearse, 5, 6, 7 hours a day.
And How long would these dancers have been working?
Well, these three young ladies started with me when they were 12 years old. And they're now principal dancers with the Dance Theater of Harlem, and so is Eddie. I tell you what, I'd like to show you around the entire school.
I'd like to see it, yes.
Okay. Eddie, would you do me a favor and take over the rehearsal? I'm going to show Fred around the building and the other classes.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I must say. Now, the next group we're going to see is an intermediate class.
Teenagers?
Yes, right in here.
Oh, good.
David, preparation?
Now, these basic exercises that you see them doing, we do them every day.
You mean they know exactly what to
do? Yeah, all the steps have names. And then the teacher puts them in different combinations. And we practice them all the time. And it's like a pianist must do the scales every day. We must practice these exercises every day. Why don't we try something, Fred?
I'm Fred Rogers.
How are you?
Glad to meet you.
Gregory, why don't you show Fred first position? Fred, hold on to this is the bar.
Yes.
Put both hands. And first position. And that's with your heels together and your legs turned out from the hip socket. Very good. And how about a second? Second position?
I can't let you.
I got you. And fifth, and closing fifth. Bravo! That's no, really.
Well, thank you. There's some things that you can do that you didn't know you could do. Well, you all have such beautiful movements, and it's such a treat to be able to watch you work.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for all that you do to give people such pleasure. May we watch some other things?
Sure, please, let's go.
Okay, fifth position. We're going to do a choreograph.
Discipline is so incredible.
You must be so proud of these young people.
Oh, very much so, very much so. Now I'd like to show you something else.
All right. Library.
Yes. And we've got tapes and records here also.
Lots of books.
Oh, yes, because we have dance history, we have music theory, and we keep scores and parts. Like, for instance, this is the piano score for one of the ballets.
I can read the music, Arthur, but what are these marks here?
Well, this is the piano score, and what the pianist does, he writes in some of the steps, the entrances, and the counts. Giselle strokes her dress. Bathilde turns around. This is arabesque. And this is also timing and gives a musician a chance to know exactly what's happening on stage simultaneously.
Sure.
And a new person can learn it also.
Have you always been interested in dance and music and things like that?
Well, more or less, but when I was young, you know, you didn't go to kindergarten until you were 6 years old, but I was so determined to go to school, I would go into the school, out, they would throw me out, and I was only 3 years old.
You wanted to go so bad?
Yes, because I wanted to learn. So the principal accepted me at 3 years old, and that's when I started studying music and working with the orchestra there, and not thinking of being a professional, though, at all.
But you always loved movement?
Well, I always liked to dance, and I like Fred Astaire, and I'd like to sort of do my little movements and sing and things like that and dance around. And it was very funny how I actually got into dance was that my guidance teacher saw me at a class party and said, go audition for the High School of Performing Arts. And so I called the school, and they said, prepare a three-minute dance routine. And so I took one of my Fred Astaire songs, Stepping Out with My Baby, and I got a tap dance routine choreographed, and I went to that school. And I graduated, and then I won a scholarship to the School of American Ballet, which is the official school of New York City Ballet, one of the greatest companies in the world. And I worked my way up from the court of ballet to becoming a principal dancer.
And now you're giving what you learned to other people.
Yeah, because, you know, my heart is with the kids. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to do now. I want to take you downstairs and show you my little ones.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Like
good.
That.
Forward here. Forward. Forward. Forward, okay? Up.
Now, this next group is my heart. This class is some of the very youngsters and very young people in the school, the real youngsters.
They're holding their arms up high.
Yeah, and they are going to be rehearsing, or they're practicing now for the school recital, which we give at the end of each semester or each year. And we give them a chance to perform. So they learn that what they are learning in the classroom is a means to an end for what they're going to do on the stage.
Can we watch them a while?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stretching arms. Good. Okay, let's go and do it. Okay, here we go. 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, and 1. Watch that foot.
Very nice, Iris. It looks good. Looks good.
Thank you very much, Iris.
You're welcome.
For allowing us to see that. Thank you all. Do you ever see any of our neighborhood programs on television?
Yes.
Did you? Well, you know, there might be some neighbors who are watching right now who will get the idea, I'd like to be a dancer, because they can see what you've done.
Oh, that's good.
It takes a lot of work, doesn't it? Yeah. But you like it?
Yes.
Thank you, Arthur. It was a grand visit.
Oh, thank you very much for coming. We've enjoyed it. And as I keep saying, come back and take class again.
I'd be glad to. Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Now, look, dancers, that's much better. Now, you keep working. Your feet must work against the floor.
Lift the chest and push with the tip of the toes. Let me see that. 5, 6, 7, 8. On top.
Such fine people and such beautiful dancers. It makes me feel good to see people who are doing something that they love to do and enjoying the work of it. Isn't it wonderful to think that each one of us has a different talent, something that we can use to help us and somebody else? Let's have some make-believe now. Raleigh? Last time, we pretended that Lady Elaine saw that men really could dance. And she also realized that the Always Happy Dance Studio should have a different name. Because nobody's happy all the time. So, let's make believe more about that now. Ready, Trolley?
Dance.
Oh, I do too. In fact, dancing is one of my favorite things.
Meow, meow, hard meow first.
Oh, sure it is. Anything worthwhile is hard at first. Now try that turn again.
Meow.
Oh, that's coming really well, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, so?
Oh, I certainly do think so.
Meow, meow, meow.
Hi, ladies.
Oh, hi,
meow,
Mr. Aber.
Mr. Aber, meow. Meow, meow, sign, meow.
Yes, it's for a lady in make-believe.
How do you know that?
I met Mr. McFeely on my way here, and he was in such a hurry, he asked if I'd make a delivery for him. He just said it's for a lady in make-believe. Is it for either one of you ladies?
Meow for me, meow.
Not for me. Oh, sometimes. That's one of my favorite songs to dance to.
Meow, like meow dance meow meow songs, Miss P.
Oh, well, that's true. I do like to dance to most songs, but sometimes happens to be a particular favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that song, Mr. Aber?
I do.
Oh, do you? Would you sing it?
I would.
Oh.
Sometimes I don't feel like combing my hair. I don't feel like washing my face. Sometimes I don't feel like saying okay. But sometimes isn't always.
Meow to meow, wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Henrietta.
It's fun to do what you enjoy doing, isn't it?
It surely is. But right now, I need to find the lady who gets this sign.
Meow luck, meow, meow, Aber.
Oh, thanks. Same to you two.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Now, let's try the pirouette again.
Meow. You'll be the first man to get an invitation to my dance studio.
Your Always Happy Dance Studio?
That's what I used to call it, Toots, but I'm changing the name as soon as Mr. McFeely brings me the sign.
This sign?
How did you know? I tell you, you're one of the smartest creatures that ever tapped past this museum.
Mr. McFeely was in a hurry, and he told me that this sign is for a lady in make-believe.
He meant to tell you the lady in make-believe, I guess. Anyway, help me put it up, will you?
Surely. Always Happy Dance Studio sometimes?
No, Toots. Put the sometimes over the always.
Oh.
That's it. What do you think?
I think it's true to life.
Well, that's right. Sometimes people are happy. Sometimes people are sad. Sometimes people are angry. And sometimes people are glad. What are you going to do? That's just the way it is.
I'm really proud of you, Lady Elaine.
How so, Toots?
Well, first, you weren't going to invite men.
I didn't think they could learn to dance.
And now you are inviting men.
I found out I was wrong.
And you're even changing the name.
When you find out you're wrong, you do something about it. Don't you agree with me?
I agree that you're a very strong person, Lady Lane.
I don't lift weights.
I think you're a strong person inside.
You mean for saying I was wrong and doing something about it?
That's what I mean.
Well, I'm glad to talk with you any day, Mr. Aber. You know how to make a person feel really good.
Well, thank you. I'm glad of that.
Want to do me a favor?
Sure.
Would you give the rest of these invitations to all the men and boys in this neighborhood and any other place you think people would be interested in dancing?
Well, I'd be happy to. You've certainly stirred up a lot of interest in dancing, Lady Elaine.
Yes, I guess I'd better go in and practice myself into this sometimes happy dance studio. See you, Toots.
One for Daniel. One for Dr. Bill. X the owl. Oh, yes, Charlie. I'll give one to the king and to the prince and to Edgar Cook and, of course, to Corny. Oh, that's for sure. Sometimes isn't always.
So Lady Elaine found out that she was wrong, and she did something about it. That was good for her. Let's see who's at the door. Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you. I heard that you were interested in dancing.
Oh, you know I am. In fact, I wondered if you'd ever seen one of these teaching things for
dance. I have. I remember those. Could I try?
Sure.
All righty. It's been a long time.
Left foot on the L. All right. Right foot on the R.
All right. And then just
follow the
left.
Numbers. Mm-hmm.
Right, left, right, left, right. Mm-hmm. And then?
Then you go back with
right, this foot.
One, two, three.
And then you go
four,
one,
five,
two, and then you go off the mat and waltz around.
Sure. Like, waltz all over the place.
I call that a speedy delivery waltz.
And what is this?
This is a film. I found a film in the attic.
In your attic?
In our attic, and it's something just for fun.
Could we show it on picture?
Yes, it'll fit. It'll fit.
All right, let's try it.
All righty.
Something just for fun.
Something just for fun from Mr. and Mrs. McFeely.
All righty. Let's see what this is. What do you suppose this might be? A film with Mr. and Mrs. McFeely?
With Mr. and Mrs. McFeely.
Uh-huh.
All righty.
Okay, let's just see this film with Mr. and Mrs. McFeely on picture.
Where is that?
This is at our friend Mary's house. She's putting a record on the record player. Can you find us?
Oh, there. There's Mrs. McFeely.
Yep.
And you.
Yep.
Oh, you're dancing.
Yes, we're doing the waltz. These movies were taken a long time ago. Our waltz steps.
Mm-hmm. Who are they?
Well, they're the neighbors next door.
Did you often get together to dance like that?
Well, about every other week we did this. There's our friend Mary. She didn't want to have her picture taken.
It was fun to see that. You and Mrs. McFeely danced really well.
Well, we still do. We love dancing, and we love going up with our friends dancing.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
And when I get home, I'm going to show it to the grandchildren. I bet they'll enjoy this film.
Oh, I would hope so. And you could teach them to dance, too.
Well, of course, I like teaching them things. But right now, my speedy delivery service calls me, so what I'll do is waltz right out the door. Speedy delivery. See you around the neighborhood.
Okay, Mr. McFeely.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for bringing that.
You're welcome.
I like Mr. McFeely. He has such a good time with life. Yeah. Isn't that fun to see them dancing? a long time ago, and he says they still dance. And they started, at least Mr. McFeely started, by learning on something like this. Wonder if you could follow my feet as I go through this pattern here. You could pretend or actually do it. Just try now. You don't have to follow this pattern either. You can make up any kind of dance you want. Sure, you can just swing around like that. Or you could sit down and dance. You could dance with your eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Whatever you feel that you'd like to do in that way. I'd like to dance over to the fish. Here comes your dancing friend with some food. You know, people dance at any age because people have feelings at every age. Very young people and very old people all have very deep feelings. And everybody likes to have healthy ways of expressing those feelings. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to set, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things to talk about, don't we? Things to talk about and think about and do. I like being your television neighbor. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.